the tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In a more than hour and a half long ABC News presidential debate, Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump take jabs at each other on everything from the economy to abortion and the border. Harris, when asked if she believes she shares responsibility for the attack that killed 13 U.S. service members in the withdrawal from Afghanistan, points the finger at Trump.
He bypassed the Afghan government. He negotiated directly with a terrorist organization called the Taliban. The negotiation involved the Taliban getting 5,000 Taliban terrorists released. And get this. And the president at the time invited the Taliban to Camp David.
Trump says he negotiated a deal with the Taliban to stop the killing of Americans.
Abdul is the head of the Taliban. He is still the head of the Taliban. And I told Abdul, don't do it anymore. You do it anymore, you're going to have problems. And he said, why do you send me a picture of my house? I said, you're going to have to figure that out, Abdul. And for 18 months, we had nobody killed.
Francine has strengthened to a Category 1 hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico. This, as Louisiana prepares for the storm to make landfall tomorrow, CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
Francine is going to be impacting right along the Texas coast near South Padre Island. Could be seeing some heavy rain from there into the Rio Grande Valley, as much as, you know, potentially 4 or 6 inches of rain in small pockets there, plus heavy surf, high winds along the coast as well.
A break in a heat wave could help firefighters in California get the upper hand on 8 wildfires burning there. CBS's Donya Backus reports.
Across the region, bone-dry vegetation and triple-digit temperatures are complicating firefighting efforts.
So the biggest challenge is the unknown. We can't predict if it's going to head to the west or the east.
Crews are battling flames under a red flag warning.
Two planes collide at Atlanta's big airport. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
These were essentially two Delta planes. One bound for Lafayette, Louisiana, the other for Tokyo, that made contact. And in this case, the wing, it appears the wingtip of the A350 essentially severed what we would know as the tail or the stabilizer on the back of the plane.
No injuries reported. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating.
Dragon, CE, welcome to orbit.
A billionaire rockets back into orbit, aiming to perform the first private spacewalk. Tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman, along with a pair of SpaceX engineers and a former Air Force Thunderbirds pilot, aim to travel higher than the International Space Station and test their new custom suits with a spacewalk on Thursday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An appeals court rules the boy accused of killing 10-year-old Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls more than 2 years ago will be tried as an adult. James Kelly reports.
The decision was originally made by a Chippewa County judge, and a 3-judge panel in the Court of Appeals ruled to uphold that decision due to the seriousness of the offense. Their ruling states that the defense failed to show that a reversal waiver would not depreciate the seriousness of the offenses. The now 16-year-old suspect is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and sexual assault. I'm James Kelly.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering a request to open guardianship records for some voters. A conservative activist is trying to find ineligible voters and cast doubt on the 2020 election. Justices heard arguments in the case on Tuesday. The court's not expected to issue a ruling before the November election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says they won't risk anything with his injury.
If he gets cleared, we'll give him every opportunity like we always will, and I know he's doing everything in his power. I know he's spending a lot of time trying to get back as soon as possible, but certainly we're not going to put him in a position where if he can't protect himself that he'd go out there.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickle says the defense will need to play smart.
Sometimes, and these are the situations where, guys, you can't be thinking about the big plays. You got to be thinking about the real consistent, sound things, because if you get out of place on a team like this, and in particular a quarterback like this, there's some really bad things that can happen.
Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a six-game road trip in San Francisco. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds to stay with us here in the overnight, and one or two showers, maybe a rumble of thunder. Otherwise, low temperatures will drop to near the 60-degree mark, a light south breeze. On Wednesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, highs in the low to mid-80s. It's 69 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks at 11:33. Send in your health-related questions to Jane Says at civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Tuesday. It's debate day. Today, tonight is the night we find out, you know, how's Kamala Harris going to do? How's Donald Trump going to do? Is Donald Trump going to reveal himself as the Antichrist? Will this be the great reveal? Is he going to, you know, like pull open his shirt and show us, you know, the mark of the beast? Or I guess that's on his forehead, right? Will he be wearing his bright red MAGA cap? I don't know. We'll find out. I want to get to that in just a moment in a little more serious fashion. In the second hour of our program, and also, what do you think should be the debate questions? I know, and many thanks, by the way, to Jefferson Smith, you know, our dear friend who filled in for me yesterday and does such an able job when he does fill in. And I was down in Los Angeles. We had the first public screening of and kind of red carpet screening of Greg Palast's new film, produced by Martin Sheen and George DiCaprio, narrated by Rosario Dawson, about how Brian Kemp in Georgia is planning basically to steal the 2024 election on behalf of Donald Trump and himself, of course. So, and in fact, the second hour of our program, Greg is going to drop by and he's going to give us some information about, well, he put a gun to my head. Trump's vigilantes choose bullets over ballots. Also in the second hour, why are the DeSantis election police going after people who signed the abortion ballot petition? In the third hour of our program, David Sirota is going to drop by. Wow, two guests today. It's a big deal. Master plan exposes 50-year plot to deregulate campaign finance and legalize corruption. This is big stuff. And also in our third hour, my op-ed from yesterday on Hartman Report, the shocking point about hairdryer economics and climate change. So fascinating and fun day. But I want to, you know, largely drive it with, you know, your calls and questions. So let me share my op-ed with you, and then I'll get right to you here at 202-808-9925. So this is actually, you know, a few months ago, somebody called in, and in fact, this happens, frankly, every 5 or 6 months. Somebody will call in and go, is Donald Trump the Antichrist? And you know, it's a pretty straightforward question, and there's a pretty straightforward answer, which is, yeah, I think so. But anyhow, this is a real thing. You know, I don't know if the Antichrist is a real thing or not. I'm inclined to think that there is evil in the world, and that there are, you know, beings and spirits that represent it or exemplify it. But that's just my own personal belief. You know, the Bible is very clear. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, said, look out, you know, people will come in my name, and they are inwardly ravening wolves. Beware. And so, I mean, you know, we need to ask this question, I think, on two levels. One, literally, is Trump literally the Antichrist? And the other, you know, political and metaphorical, you know, is Trump an antichrist? In other words, is he actually an evil human being who, you know, is committed to doing evil things in the world? So, you know, Jesus said, by his fruits you will know him, right? Or by their fruits you will know them, was how he said there would be plural antichrists. And, you know, grifting, warning about grifters and con artists. Well, more than 20 women have accused Trump of rape and sexual assault. Hundreds of contractors, customers, and employees have accused him of stealing from them. These are, you know, 10 10 commandments violations, right? Throughout his presidency, he lied over 30,000 times and continues to lie daily. He pits Americans against each other by race, religion, and region in an effort to tear the country apart and thus weaken opposition to his authoritarian rule. He openly encouraged violence against unarmed people at multiple rallies, including encouraged state violence at a speech to chiefs of police, and most recently encouraged an assault on members of the press. He tried to overthrow and end our democracy. He embraced depraved, ungodly murderers, kleptocrats, and strongman rulers while ridiculing Western democracies and their elected leaders. He tried to damage or dismantle political and military systems designed to keep peace in the world, including the UN, NATO, and the Iran, you know, the Iran deal, the JCPOA. He reaches out to Jesus' followers and then directs them toward bigotry, violence, and hatred. As an object of admiration and a role model, he's replaced Jesus in many white evangelical congregations. He delighted in tearing children from their parents and putting them in cages. He tried to end Americans' access to life-saving medical care by killing Obamacare and privatizing Medicare. He watched on TV like a delighted child as his followers killed three police officers, sent 140 others to the hospital, and tried to murder the vice president and speaker of the House. He lied about COVID after disclosing the truth to Bob Woodward, causing more disease and deaths in America than in any other nation in the world except Peru. Now, the main reason Christians freak out about an antichrist is because if you follow the antichrist, that automatically gets you banned from heaven and cast into hell. So what did Jesus say about this? I mean, you know, let's get biblical here for just a moment. Whether you believe, you know, whether you're Christian or not, whether you believe in all this stuff or not, this is something that the vast majority of Americans actually do believe in, and, you know, therefore worthy of discussion. Back in 1998, Louise and I had a private audience with Pope John Paul II. His private secretary, I'm forgetting his name now, I knew it for years. Anyhow, his private secretary read a book that I wrote about a guy that he actually knew, which is Gottfried Mueller. He's my, kind of my spiritual mentor. He's the reason that Louise and I started Communities for Abused Kids. It's why we did international relief work. It's why we moved to Germany for a year. We lived at the same place he was, at the program he was running. And the book is called The Prophet's Way, and it's actually the name of a path through a forest in Germany where Herr Mueller, Mr. Mueller, used to go to pray. So anyhow, this secretary, personal secretary, Pope John Paul II, read the book, and I just one day, Louise and I were living in Vermont, and one day we got this, five-page fax on my fax machine, completely unsolicited, just out of nowhere, saying, you know, you are invited to a private audience with His Holiness Pope John Paul II. You know, it'll be a Castel Gandolfo in 19, you know, quack, quack, quack. And then there were, like, pages of instructions about how Louise had to cover her body. It was fascinating. So anyhow, we hopped on a plane and went over to Rome, and the secretary met us at the Vatican and gave us a tour of a lot of the private places that the public can't get to, and the Sistine Chapel and all that kind of stuff. And then the next day, he drove us, or his assistant actually, drove us up to Castel Gandolfo, which is up on the rim of an extinct volcano on this giant lake, Lake Albano. And there was a concert, and Louise and I sat with the president of the German Bundestag and about, you know, 25, 30 other dignitaries. And afterwards, Louise and I had a private audience with Pope John Paul II. And, you know, I asked him
a couple of questions, and one in, one answer that he gave me in particular, and I don't want to go through the whole thing, you know, it was private, but he invoked Matthew 25, you know, what we must do to fulfill Jesus's commission, his command. And it was pretty straightforward. I mean, this was, it's in, as I said, you can read it in Matthew 25. I think it starts with verse 32. I could be wrong, might be 34 or something like that. But it's known as the parable of the sheep and the goats, if you want to look it up very easily. Or there's a link to it in my article today. And it's this little moment where Jesus' disciples, his 13 disciples, finally got him all alone. And said, okay, now that it's just you and me, or you and us, tell us, how do we get to heaven? Because this was the time when the Romans were actually starting to kill Christians. I mean, they were starting to come after them. And he said that, you know, in the last days I'll be sitting on my throne, and I will be separating the sheep from the goats. And the sheep will go with me to heaven, and the goats will go to hell. And he said, here's how you know if you're a sheep or a goat. And he said, for I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. And this completely freaked out the disciples, because they said, and I'm quoting here, King James Version of the Bible, when saw we thee hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink, or saw thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee, or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? In other words, they had never seen him hungry, naked, homeless, sick. It had never happened. So how do we get into heaven if we never did the things that you say we have to do to get into heaven? And of course, as anybody who went to Sunday school knows, you know, Jesus' response was, he said, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done unto the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. In other words, you know, care for the poor, feed the hungry, care for refugees, house and clothe the homeless, heal the sick, have compassion for those in prison. Well, just by coincidence, that is a list that is literally the complete opposite of Donald Trump and the Republican Party's policy positions. It's literally the opposite. They don't want to feed the hungry. In fact, you know, you've got almost a dozen Republican states that are turning down federal money to feed hungry school children. One in five children, one in seven children in America goes to bed hungry at least once every year. And they turn down this money. Care for refugees? We know how the Republicans think of that. House and clothe the homeless, heal the sick. You know, oh no, we can't have national health care. Have compassion for those in prison. So, bottom line here, is Donald Trump the Antichrist? Well, some of the callers into my program, and I welcome your thoughts on this, pointed out that MAGA is an old Latin word for magician, a theomaturge. His grandfather's name, when he came to America to start a whorehouse in the Pacific Northwest, was Drumpf, which has six letters. John, his middle name is Johann in German, so his actual name is Donald Johann Drumpf, which is 666. Weirdly, that was the same of Ronald Wilson Reagan. He armed the Saudis for their merciless bombing campaign against Yemen, had 5 million people facing famine. His family owns 666 Fifth Avenue. He fooled millions of evangelical followers of Jesus, just like the beast is supposed to do. He put his mark on their foreheads,
this
right? His
is
followers.
The Tom
with a MAGA
Hartman
hat.
Program.
And he consorts with whores and criminals. So there you go. What do you think? Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should too. I had a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case a game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case a game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. As the cool fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose from bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. Plus, if you're like me and get too warm at night, you'll love how breathable and temperature regulating they are. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must have. Louise ordered these and she said it's like wearing a gentle hug to bed. That's my job too, you know. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance sleep short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. So treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, for up to 40% off.
Is Trump the Antichrist, the one of old? The lights lit up as people chimed in with tales of darkness. Where does it begin? Is he the beast, the one from the past, or just a man whose evil won't last? By his fruits, the truth will be shown. Is Trump the Antichrist, or just flesh and bone?
24 minutes past the hour. Is he the Antichrist? I suspect so, but I don't claim to be a religious authority. Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's on your mind today?
Yes, Donald Trump is the Antichrist.
Okay, your vote is registered.
Extraordinary rant, Tom.
Thank you.
And wow, Tom, you and Louise have had such incredible life, such wonderful travels.
We have. We're very fortunate, and we're very grateful for it.
And tonight, I can't wait for Kamala to say, "Now, Donald, that's not true. Now, Donald, you can't shoot immigrants on the border. That's murder." Mm-hmm. And so I know Kamala will put Trump in his place. And I'm also, for tonight, I'm surprised Las Vegas doesn't have the odds on the suit the idiot Trump will wear. I'm just going to take a wild guess. I'm betting the Navy suit, white shirt, and extra long red tie.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get my husband to take that bet.
Yep. And he'll be wearing his diaper and his girdle. I wonder if she's going to take a cue from Ronald Reagan. You'll recall, the way that Reagan just destroyed Carter. Because Carter had several, he knew that Reagan was going to lie. And Reagan did lie several times during that debate. And each time Carter tried to call him out, and Reagan just made fun of it and said, "There you go again." And, it just kind of took away that stick from Carter's hand. You know what I mean? And I'm wondering if Kamala Harris will do that to Donald Trump. Oh, there he goes again. Another lie. It's because it's low hanging fruit, Jessica. It really is.
Yeah. This will be a wonderful night. I know she'll do great. And, Ronald Reagan, he respected immigrants.
That's true. He legalized 5 million of them in 1986. Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Jessica, I got to run. Thank you for the call. Spot
Thanks.
On. And your vote is registered. Is Trump the Antichrist? So far, the vote is 1-0. 27 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. Stay with us. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of 2 books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
The old motto, it all starts with food. You are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah.
We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
CBS News special report on ABC tonight. The Trump-Harris debate was as contentious as most expected. Trump was asked why he felt the need to speak about Harris's race.
So all I can say is I read where she was not black, that she put out, and I'll say that. And then I read that she was black, and that's okay. Either one was okay with me.
Harris said Trump has long used race to win votes.
I mean, honestly, I think it's a tragedy that we have someone who wants to be president who has consistently, over the course of his career, attempted to use race to divide the American people.
Just after the debate ended, pop star Taylor Swift said on Instagram she'll be voting for Harris. With a jab at Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance, she signed off as childless cat lady. CBS News special report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A recent study says 22% of teenagers have seriously considered committing suicide. Lisa Hale reports.
Bellin Health pediatrician Dr. Sherry Hoyman says checking in with your children, talking with them, is the most important thing you can do.
Don't let them be in their room all day long and not check in on them, right? Eat dinner together. Talk about the day. If your child needs help, get them some counseling.
September is Suicide Prevention Month. I'm Lisa Hale.
A small business in Wisconsin is recognized as one of the best in the nation. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce calls Sky High Marketing in Waukesha one of the 100 best and brightest small businesses in America. Among other things, Sky High is recognized for innovative growth, commitment to community, and customer service. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Actress Drea DiMatteo says that when she auditioned for The Sopranos, she thought it was a show about opera. DiMatteo played the character Adriana on the show that ran for 6 seasons, and she's not the only cast member who at first thought the show was music-related. Jamie Lynn Sigler, who played Meadow Soprano, also thought she was auditioning for a show about singers, primarily because she had little TV experience and her background was in musical theater. Sigler told Justin Long on his Life is Short podcast that while at the audition, she did not see an accompanist, so she offered to sing a cappella for creator David Chase, the series producer, who seemed confused. Interestingly enough, neither Sigler or DiMatteo figured out the show is not about music until season 3. I made that last part up. These and other fun stories about The Sopranos can be viewed in the new documentary Wise Guy, David Chase and The Sopranos, airing on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds to stay with us here in the overnight, and one or two showers, maybe a rumble of thunder. Otherwise, low temperatures will drop to near the 60-degree mark, a light south breeze. On Wednesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, highs in the low to mid-80s. It's 69 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling. It's a gut feeling. Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
On the next Nightlight, I'll talk about the phenomenon of post-summer gelato. And I welcome the band Cat and the Hurricane, who will tell us all about their Midwestern tour.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Not smart enough or illustrious enough to be the Antichrist, but he's merely, as the Apostle Paul warned, one of the principalities of darkness and evil that do have power and can sway people, but
not the big guy.
I don't think he's the absolute.
Yeah, well, you make a compelling argument, James. I'm not going to disagree with you. So one-to-one here. Go ahead.
I want to ask you, now, how can you say that these Republican governors, Abbott and DeSantis, aren't looking out for the best interest of these refugees by putting them on a one-way bus to New York City and Chicago and Washington? Mm. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
He's sending them somewhere where he knows that they'll be treated better and there's a lot more social services.
Well, here's the problem, James. 100% of these people that are being put on buses are legal migrants into the United States. They've all been processed by INS. They're all awaiting. Let me finish my thought. They're all awaiting a court date where they have to appear to argue their asylum claim, and that court date will be in Texas or in Florida, where they first appeared. Actually, mostly in Texas, and so by putting them on a bus to another city, he's really screwing them. You know, Abbott.
Sure.
Because they're going to have to figure out how to get from Chicago or New York or Martha's Vineyard or whatever back to Texas for their court date. And like you said, Abbott didn't give him a round-trip ticket. He gave him a one-way ticket. So it's really pretty cruel what he's doing. I mean, you know, at so many
levels. I was being sarcastic. I was
facetious. Yeah, I got
making
it.
The point.
Yeah, no, I got
yes,
it.
Thank you. I'm so interested in tonight. I want to tell you about being a Harris Wall supporter in a congregation where they literally advocate to vote for the prince. And
really?
They stand up and invoke his name and pray.
Whoa.
I'm not kidding you.
So how do you push back? What do you do? I would just leave that congregation. I'd go to the United Church of Christ instead, you know. But what say you?
Tradition and it's hard to do things like that. But yes, plus November is coming, and I pray that while I know Alabama, it's so sad, but is there this fixed number of people that no matter how compelling the evidence, how truthful the ridiculousness of his behavior and his positions, they're not swayed at all? They deny every bit of it.
When you consider that before 1965, the majority of states in the South and were represented by Democrats, and the majority of the voters in the South regularly elected Democrats, because prior to 1965, or 64 really, the Democrats were the party of racial segregation. And then that all flipped in 64 and 65. 64, we had the Civil Rights Act. 65 was the Voting Rights Act. And so by 67, 68, most of those Southern Democrats, you know, Strom Thurmond, Jesse Helms, all those guys, those famous guys, had become Republicans. Because the Republican Party, this was Nixon's Southern strategy, was picking them up. So now the majority of the South is Republican. And the only thing that has changed from 1955 to 1975, the only thing that changed was that the Democrats said, we're not going to be racist anymore.
And that tells me that the majority, not necessarily the vast majority, not necessarily the 80 or 90% majority of Republicans in the South, but probably well over 60%, are only voting Republican because of their racism. Doesn't that make sense? I mean, you live there. You live in Alabama. What do you think? Why else? Again, why else would Alabama? You know, Alabama prior to 1965, it was nothing but Democrats. You had a Democratic governor, you had Democratic senators, you had Democrats controlled the House and Senate, everything, and now it's all Republicans. And the only thing that's changed is that the Republicans became the racists, you know, after the Democrats abandoned it.
My great grandfather told me that he wouldn't vote for a Republican at gunpoint.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, see, yeah.
No, that's how died in the world. And he had a white hood in his closet. I'm not proud of that. I don't. Since this is anonymous, but I mean he was far from the minority. Far from an outlier.
Oh no! In the 1920s, I mean, you know, you had one of the largest marches in New York City ever. It was a Klan march. I mean, yeah, there was a Klan march. The Klan was marching in Washington D.C. proudly out in the open. You know, with their hoods. It was a thing.
I can remember the.
Now they do it with red hats.
The ones in the 20s in Washington D.C. come to mind. But
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's a terrible legacy. It's a horrible history. But like I was saying, you know, you're socialized and your birthright, and a lot of people are not going to question the things they were taught as children or the things that are accepted. And it's very sad, but I see the day coming. And I'm so excited. Our district where I live was and they stood up and they fought it tooth, fang, and nail, but I do believe a Democrat is going to be elected in the second district in Alabama.
Yeah, that'll be great.
And his name is escaping me right now. Oh, long overdue. So there'll be actually two Democrats, and they'll both be black, from Alabama. Can you believe it?
I think that'll be wonderful. That will be wonderful. Well, James, I got to move along, but you know, thanks for the story,
and
thank you for sharing your personal anecdote. That's very meaningful. That's very important to hear those kind of stories. Thank you, James. Jim in Woodstock, Illinois. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I'm not an expert, but I did, raised by Catholics and a year with the Jesuits, studying the Bible, and all this harping about the Ten Commandments in schools, et cetera, on courthouse lawns. That's the Mosaic Law. That's the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Christ came to change to bring the New Testament, and the New Testament is Matthew 25 and the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount.
Yep.
So basically, the Christians got it wrong.
Well, at least those Christians.
The MAGA Christians.
Yeah, the MAGA Christians, yeah. No, I'm with you. I mean, Jesus also said, I'm here to fulfill the law. But he was, most scholars interpret that as his saying, I'm the guy, you know, I'm the guy that was predicted. One of the things that Jesus was very emphatic about in Matthew, and I was always very uncomfortable about this. I was the pastor of a church in Detroit for a year and a half back in the 70s and went through a little seminary program before that. And in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is very explicit. Do not pray in public. You know, he said, you know, when they pray in public, they have been given their reward. You know, in other words, they got the approval of the crowd. He said, when you pray, go in your closet and close the door and pray in secret to God who sees you in secret. And
maybe he is the Antichrist because there he was holding the Bible right in the middle of the tear gas.
Yeah, and I have always had. I mean, I was in my early 20s when I really understood that, read it carefully, and understood it, and learned about it. And I've always been uncomfortable with public prayer and even going to a church where people pray publicly. Although I get it, I think of it more as ritual than as actual. Intercessory or petitionary prayer, but we're wandering off into religion here. But I get it, Jim. Thank you.
Go ahead. Eskimo folklore is when the heart is full, it bursts into song. So maybe it's like that.
Say that again. I'm sorry, I missed it.
There's an Eskimo folk aphorism that when the heart is full, one bursts into song. So maybe public prayer is like that for some people.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. I mean, I'm not condemning it. I'm just noting that, you know, in, when I see, you know, these hypocrites on TV, I mean, the genuine hypocrites, the ones who are making millions and millions of dollars, the Franklin Grahams, you know, praying on TV and things, it just disgusts me. And I think it would disgust Jesus, too, but I can't speak for
him. Thanks for all you do. The Democrats are rising again in Woodstock, Illinois.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Jim, thanks a lot for the call, and thanks for listening to WCPT. Michael in Chicago. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. First-time caller, a big fan. I wanted to ask a question about the corporate media and how they seem to be owned by Republicans, and the reporters seem to be more Democratic in nature. Can you recommend some reading or something that would give me more of an understanding of how that works?
Of the media?
Yes.
Wow. Ben Bagdikian was the guy. I mean, he published every year for about a decade his annual kind of report on the media, but he passed away 5-6 years ago, and I don't think his books have been updated. I really don't know of any good media resources outside of the websites of groups like FAIR, you know, and Jeff Cohen's organization, or People for the American Way, or MediaMatters.org is a good one. Media Matters does a great job of just daily debunking the right. And there's The Righting, THERIGHTING.com, that Harold Polskin runs, where he kind of outs what's going on right-wing media. But beyond that, I don't have a really good history for you. I've referenced it in a couple of my hidden history books, but Not at the level of granular detail you're looking for. You might want to just do a search online, Michael. I'm sorry, it's something I have not gone looking for, so it's not on the top of my head. Michael, thanks for the call. By the way, Leonard Leo just announced that he's going to be buying a whole bunch of media, so with his $1 billion, it's going to get wild.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archive.
That article is over at the Financial Times. If you have a subscription, you can read it about how Leonard Leo is throwing $1 billion into turning America into right wing, you know, going after the media and Hollywood. As a fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose from bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. Louise ordered these, and she says they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance Sleep Short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the code TOM for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think he's right. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, your metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, superbearing.com. And that code to get a free month supply and 15% off is Tom, T-H-O-M. Superbearing.com, code Tom.
What's going through your mind? Believing in conspiracies, leaving reason behind. The world is watching, laughing at your show. You follow every word from the man in the glow. You're crazy, mad people, living in a dream. Too radical and foolish, tearing at the seams. The world is making fun of the lies that you believe.
Welcome back, 53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much time. Look, I'm not too sure about if Trump's the Antichrist or not, but I know the right wing is obsessed with it. They believe that Joe Biden only won because of the Antichrist and stuff.
Well, remember when they thought Hillary was the Antichrist?
In Obama, they still believe it.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing reminds me intellectually more of the competition between what we call the Pharisees and the Sadducees, okay?
Yeah.
And I just want to add this, because I don't think we're paying enough attention to it. In the subset of fascists, Trumpism is more akin to Nazism. And I don't think we're paying enough attention to it. I think Project 2025 is to ensure that they keep that course towards national socialism. And the reason why I say that is because he's copycatting Bernie now a lot. And I think Adolf Reichwein, who was on the July 20 plot, Adolf Reichwein was a democratic socialist. And I think, I am pretty sure he knew that socialism, national socialism, has a big vulnerability. And that vulnerability is to be taken over by a cabinet of radicals. The Nazi regime was all based on cabinet, not so much Adolf Hitler. And then the other thing is, like, we're constantly criticizing this wanton destruction in Gaza. But let me tell you something. America is completely capable of doing that. And the big question that nobody's asking is, why was the government of Afghanistan not invited to those meetings? I believe it was because the Taliban was more willing to make a deal with an authoritarian regime. And I think Trump and his cabinet saw that. And I worry about Russia and China pushing, using Afghanistan to, well, I shouldn't say China, Russia pushing us into a situation with their influence in Afghanistan to where we react, where a Trump administration would evolve into a full-fledged Nazi, destructive authoritarian regime.
I don't think it's going to take Afghanistan or Russia or anybody else to make that happen. I mean, Trump has declared that he wants to suspend the Constitution. He wants to declare emergency on day one, giving himself king-like powers. The Supreme Court has already said he can't be prosecuted for committing crimes while he's in office. I mean, we have laid, you know, six right-wing Republicans on the Supreme Court, and the, you know, 100 or so seditionist members of the Republican Party who are still in Congress have laid the foundation for a fascist regime led by Donald Trump or somebody like him. I think Josh Hawley or Ted Cruz would be just as, or, you know, God forbid, Ron DeSantis or Greg Abbott, somebody like that, would be just as dangerous. So, Dave, thank you. Sajad in Fort Lauderdale, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you? Nice to speak to you.
Thank you.
Pretty much, I would say the debate, I would say Kamala Harris needs to be prepared, know what she's going up against. Mm-hmm. And number one, she should, like I've been saying with the left, she should avoid her identity, put that back. And she needs to be on the offense and the defense and differentiate herself from Biden. Mm-hmm. She has to, you know, don't play nice.
Yeah.
Because,
well, she's a prosecutor. I mean, she knows how to not be nice.
And I'm not a Kamala fanboy. You know, mm-hmm. I would prefer if Walls was in front of a ticket or someone Bernie like.
Yeah.
But I'm just afraid that if he wins, Elon Musk will take over the country.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that actually seems to be Elon Musk's plan, that he would run the country by proxy if Donald Trump wins. And you know, it shouldn't surprise any of us. He has these extraordinary delusions of grandeur. Sajad, thank you so much for the call. Troubling thoughts. Greg Pallas is up next.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My dogs, Blue and Chewy, devour this food. I love that it's the healthiest and best food ever for them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us for a very special edition of the show next time, live from Waukesha, Wisconsin, for the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 brewers, players, filmmakers, and more in your calls. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.